grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
It's full swing up on K Road right now. First Thursdays.
Is indeed.
Chris Fowley.
Kia ora, thank
just
you very
move
much.
That microphone. You just mentioned that you had to cut the queue at your own store. Because there's some drug checking going on, and it you is. Just needed to find out if you had the strong swede.
Hey, I've got to keep that record, right? Right now at the Hemp Store, Drug Foundation, lovely people at the Drug Foundation doing their substance checking. One of three organisations in New Zealand to be licensed by the government to provide substance checking, protected by the law, privacy, nothing can be held against you, it's all written in there, can't be used to search anyone, all that kind of thing, and we're one of the very few countries in the world to do it. And it's great to do it at the shop because it means you don't have to go to a festival and you can just come on in. And so we're open late because it's first Thursday. And just chit-chatting with people who want to chit-chat and some very interesting cannabinoid-type products people are bringing in. And in fact, that was what I was doing there. I had to hurriedly drop off a sample of my own legally prescribed cannabis. Just wanted to check that it really is up to what the label says. Mm-hmm. And in fact, making the tea that we've talked about here on the show before, and I've in fact brought some of that tea in, right? And I was wondering, because I had that tea on the air, and I'm like, hey, I've done cannabis live on air. But an hour later, you know, I couldn't feel anything. And so I talked to the distributors, to the importers, and what's up with that? And they showed me a bunch of studies and things, which are quite compelling, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly a long history of using cannabis as a tea. I'm just perplexed as to where this particular recipe that the Ministry of Health has got on their website and telling patients to follow is really up to scratch.
Yes.
So I thought, well, I'll bring in some actual before bud, some remnant bud from after making the tea, mm-hmm. some straight tea, and then some tea with the coffee creamer that the Ministry of Health say to put in. Mm-hmm. So those samples are off with them now, and they'll be sending them off to the lab and get them tested. And I don't want to throw these guys in it, because my sampling technique could have been, you know, bung.
Yes.
So it might not be, you know, true and accurate, but it'll be really interesting, because I'm doing it as a patient. This is what people are doing at home. They're following this recipe on the net, and here we are giving it a go.
Okay.
And tested by the Drug Foundation. That's fantastic.
Oh, nice. Great rigor you're showing there, Chris. That's good. Yeah, serious stuff.
Evidence-based, you know? We've got to be evidence-based.
Yes. So, that's awesome.
Yes. So if like me, you want to know what you're taking, get yourself to the Hemp Store right now, or in the next few hours. Going to be going at least till 7. Mm-hmm. Can't promise much more than that, but at least till 7. And it's first Thursday of every month. If you can't make tonight, next month too, and the one after. So...
Excellent.
What a great service. I love it.
Now, in the news, CBD.
Yes, so speaking of, that was up. It's up for rescheduling. But and we talked about this last week, that there was this little-known kind of thing happening. It was a bit last minute. And look, there's this committee called the Medicines Classification Committee, part of MedSafe or alongside it. And they're doing a change to CBD which will allow some products to be sold over the counter, which is fantastic. You think, bloody hell, that finally brings us in line with the rest of the world, and you just go anywhere pretty much, and you're going to just be able to walk into a shop and buy it. However, this is harmonising with Australia, which is a very, very modest approach. It will be pharmacist only, be limited in pack size, and it will only apply to products, not any products that are part of the medical cannabis scheme, but only products that have gone through the full consenting process. You think, well, that's none.
Yes.
And so it actually will mean it will change nothing.
Yes.
But what it does do is it potentially gives an incentive for companies to invest in that area and do the studies and things that might then let them have a product sold in that way. So, you know, we support the Hemp Store, in fact, put in a submission for that, because we get people every day asking for CBD.
Yeah.
And especially tourists and people who have travelled, they think, well, you just go to a shop like that and buy it, don't you? That's just where you get it from. And so from that point of view, we wanted to put in a submission and say, well, this is what people's expectations is, and there really isn't an issue with that overseas. Mm-hmm. And so you, the committee, even though you've just been tasked with reviewing this very small change, you should perhaps use the opportunity to call for a bit more.
Is there any chance for it to just be simply reclassified as a food and not have to worry about.
Well, that's a matter of interpretation, in fact. So it could be right now, in that anything made from hemp is legal. As long as it's not kind of adulterated or marketed for a therapeutic effect, then there is a school of thought and an argument, untested in court really, here, that if it's derived from hemp, and as I say, not being sold as a therapeutic thing, but just a food or a wellness product, then Bob's your uncle. But as I say, untested, and I think if you ask the ministry, they would say no and frown on that, but that's certainly what's happening in Europe and North America. So
Now, cannabis remains banned in sport in New Zealand. I actually didn't think it was banned in sport in New Zealand, but it is.
It is, and it's banned because it brings sport into disrepute.
Okay.
According to the officials at WADA and the Olympics, who govern all these things. So this has come up because the American sprinter, Richardson.
Yeah, she's got great nails. Her nails, her fingernails are, in this picture on the RNZ article, her fingernails are almost longer than her fingers.
Longer than the digits, eh?
Maybe amazing. That helps her run faster. That could be more
absolutely.
Grabbing the air. So she was the world's fastest woman sprinter and banned from the last Olympics because she tested positive for cannabis. And in fact, there was some discussion that it might have been medicinal and that she had been perhaps prescribed it or recommended it by a doctor. Turns out no exclusion for that, but it did bring it up to as I say, a review, and a very quick kind of review, and they've just come out this week and said, nope, we're going to keep it in place, and it's not because it's performance enhancing, it's because it's illegal.
That's a shame.
But what about the US? It's not illegal in all states.
It's still at a federal level, okay. I think, and they're saying that's right. What counts.
Okay.
Yeah, so unfortunately, but I know that our... from our side, from the New Zealand wing of WADA, they were pushing for change. So, the problem wasn't from here. It was whatever, I don't know where it came from, but...
whatever the US says goes,
possibly,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some of the other countries. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's a real shame that they haven't made an exclusion for medical. They haven't made an exclusion for CBD.
Yes.
And they haven't made an allowance for post post tournament recovery and post game and that's really why a lot of these athletes are using it is for the inflammation and the pain that they have from exerting themselves so much. So it's not actually helping them in the game itself or in the contest, but afterwards lets them recover a bit more. And you know what the hell's wrong with that?
I mean, yeah, they can slam a few tramadols, which to me seems a bit more
intense.
A little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something a bit heavier about slamming a few tramadols as opposed to a little weird, you know. Hey, Chris, on more US news, Colorado and Washington got more in tax revenue from cannabis than from alcohol or cigarettes in this fiscal year.
Yeah, incredible. And when you think about here, I had to look it up what that would mean here. They take about $1.5 billion a year from tobacco here, and I think it was something about $800 or $900 million from alcohol. So you know, it's going to be somewhere in that range or more, according to the experience of Washington and Colorado. So and that's even given that Colorado's tax hikes actually declined in recent years because the prices declined because of overproduction. So that's kind of another thing, but just kind of shows that even there, with the declining price, they're actually raking in huge amounts of money.
What do they do with all
this
tax?
Well, they dedicate it to schools, so they give some to the police, they give some to community grants and facilities and things like that. So it's actually set up in a really good way over there where the funds are targeted and going directly back into the communities, which is really good.
Do you think that could be part of a future model for Aotearoa?
Oh, it should have been, It's what we were arguing, and they just don't kind of like doing it. So the cannabis bill that was in the referendum didn't allocate any taxes to anything.
Yes.
And I thought that was just shooting yourself in the foot. Like how good that would have been to be able to go out and say, this is where the money's going to go.
Yes, it's going straight back into education.
And for your community, this is what it means, you know?
Yes.
But you couldn't do that, so... bit silly, eh?
Is that similar to a trust model, where the trust gives to...
Yeah, kind of, well, not really, in that they're a monopoly on the retail side, in any which, whatever big alcohol brand is still being sold through it. So the trust model is just a retail model as such.
Yes.
You know, they're not involved in production and that, and they still sell all the same brands and things. And, you know, anyway, that's a whole other thing, as everyone out West Auckland knows. They're really, all they distribute is pokey money, and they don't actually make anything off their alcohol monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, anything else, Chris, or is that it? It's just...
Bro, yeah, well, let's end on some good news, because I hate the bloody trust, but just because they say they're doing so much good and they don't. Yeah, come up to the hemp store. As I say, this is just awesome that we're one of the few countries in the world can do it, and the Drug Foundation are there right now doing the testing. If you can't make it now, it's next month, but also they do other ones as well, so you can look at the Level OrgNZ and find your nearest testing clinic, and they'll do cannabinoids as well as... you know, mystery crystals and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing before I go, and that's what I really want to encourage people to go and get their prescription. Go and see, I've heard some of the ads playing on the B here.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
And I thoroughly agree with the concept. Yes, you can. Just bloody do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to people all day, every day about it, and I can see them just thinking, I'm not going to do it. Just bloody do it. Get your prescription. I've got my buds right here, on me, right here.
Yeah. If you've got a prescription, you're all good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And here's my little vaporizer to have my Kikuyu June with. And I tell you what, this might be a bit of a surprise, but next week I'm going to bring one of these vapes up. We'll give it away to someone. Eh?
Okay.
Actual vaporizers worth $200.
A $200 vaporizer.
You got to have a prescription though.
Okay.
So you've got a week to go get your prescription. Call up your favorite cannabis clinic.
Yes.
Or cannabis care.
Okay.
Or green doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your prescription. And then next week, you might just get yourself a free vape to go along with it.
Oh, nice one.
That's cool.
Sounds good to me, Chris.
All right.
Tune in. You heard it here first, people. Go get that prescription. All right. Hey, thank you very much. And we'll see you up at the Hempstore on K Road.
Thank you.
Do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.